Hello and welcome to Gianna's Movie Adventure. Just me today. Some scheduling conflicts and then, Jackson picked football over friends. Different discussion. I won't get into it on here. Don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But anyways, since it's just me today and since New Year's is tomorrow, because this episode's a little late, I decided I was gonna go through and do my year in review in film. So, I mean, there's been a lot of great movies this year, and I have to narrow this down because I did watch a lot this year. So, before I get started, I'll just plug Letterboxd. It's a movie review program, website, app, whatever, you name it. And it's really great for logging your movies and keeping track. I just started using it about a year ago. So, I've been really on top of logging what I've watched, and it's really fun to see reviews and what other people think of movies. So go check it out. Both Jax and I are on it. So go follow me and him too if you want. But another great feature of Letterboxd is that if you are a pro, you can get statistics of things you watch. So I'll get into those after I talk about movies a little bit. But there's a lot of great movies this year. I don't know. I was super on top of it at the beginning of the year, but then as the year went on, I kind of started watching less. But I did see a lot of good ones from this year. So, all right. So in my diary, I have all my 2022 released films pulled up, and I'll just go through and quickly talk about them because there is quite a few. But starting off the year with the Harry Potter anniversary, the 20th anniversary. I watched this with Jackson, and I'll just put the Letterboxd review here because there's a lot to say about these films, and I don't have a whole lot of time, but that one was pretty good. I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan, but I still found it to be really interesting and emotional, so that was good. The Batman. Okay. The Batman, I went into this, blind. Like, I was excited. Like, I like Robert Pattinson, and this was probably one of my like top tier movies of the year because not only was it epic, it was so good, and I know that term's a little outdated, but it was just a great theater experience, a great time. Jackson can confirm if we ever see him again. And we saw it together when he was visiting me up in Wisconsin with my friends. We were in the biggest theater I think I've seen in my life, which was pretty cool. And I did fall asleep in the middle. But I was tired, and it was like in the middle of the week, and it was late, so that's okay. But Batman, Turning Red surprised
I'm
me.
sorry.
My Siri just went off. Okay, it startled me. But anyways, Turning Red. This one surprised me. I was like in my dorm one day, and I was like, I need to watch a new movie, and I put this one on, and I really liked it. I think it's like progressive in a sense. Like if you've seen it, I think you know. And I like the little girls because they reminded me of myself when I was, at that age, obsessing over celebrities and whatnot, but that was a good one. Okay, these three I'll group together because these were some of my like least favorite watches, I guess. Well, first of all, Fresh. I mean, it was like, I don't know, it was like entertaining, but like not. They really had me though, because in the trailer they used that song Heads Will Roll like again and again and again. And I was really expecting it to be used in the movie because it's like a great song, but it was the end credit song, so they had me there. And I hate cannibals. Cannibals, those movies, I think we can move on from that. I think they're a little overdone, redundant, and not the best, but different discussion. Deep Water. It was really bad. Jackson can attest to that as well. And Moonshot with the Sprouse twin. I don't even Cole Sprouse and the girl from To All the Boys. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. The soundtrack was kind of like, like your basic pop, but whatever. Okay, this one I think might also be one of my favorites. Jackass Forever. And I know it's like it was so good. It was so funny, first of all. It's definitely a little raunchy, so I'll just put that out there if you're planning on watching it. My roommate Olivia and I were like, okay, we need to get through all this schoolwork, but as a treat, will watch Jackass. So I did all my work and I watched Jackass, and then she, like a week later, did all her work and she watched Jackass, and it was really funny and it was kind of like emotional. Better Nate Than Ever on Disney Plus, directed by the guy that does High School Musical, the musical series, which if Jackson returns, we're gonna have to do an episode on because that is something we both like and both have a lot to say about. This movie, I was definitely not the target audience, but I mean, it was still pretty good. So, mediocre. Okay, this one, it's Everything Everywhere All at Once. So, the Daniels, the guys who directed this, also directed my most, well, one of my all-time favorite movies, Swiss Army Man, which I also highly recommend. I was waiting for this movie for so long. Like, I don't really pick like actors or directors anymore to like follow along and like watch everything they do, but the Daniels, when I first heard about this movie, I was like, okay, like I'm so excited for this. Like, they're doing another movie since Swiss Army Man, and I followed it all the way through, saw it opening weekend, bawled in the theater. It was very good, and oh, it's just one you have to watch. It's definitely kind of out there, and it's definitely I don't know, it's weird. So if you're gonna watch it, I'll say that it's not everyone's cup of tea. However, I loved it, and 10 out of 10 every time. Okay, this one, The Northman, is great. I have a t-shirt. I'm gonna go get that. Okay, I do have a t-shirt, but I lied. I forgot. I'm at home. It's not in my wardrobe. It's at school. So one time I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it. But this one was interesting because I go to a film school, and well, I go to school for film, and through the film school they got like early access screenings, and students can get tickets for free at, or like some small cheap price. And it was a private screening. So my roommate and I, Olivia, I'll probably mention her a couple times in this. Olivia and I got our tickets, and we're like, yes, like let's go. So we get to the small theater like around our campus, and it's like there's like a line of people waiting out front, and we're like, okay, like let's get in line, we gotta get good seats. And I don't think everyone could get in because it was a smaller theater. But we get in there, and like the people that were showing it early, like the early test screening, were like handing out t-shirts and like playbills, or I don't know, I remember that there was something else there. And then there was like police officers there. We're like, oh my gosh, Willem Dafoe is here. And that sounds crazy, but something about us is that we love Willem Dafoe, and we ended up seeing him that same year too. So 2022, great year across the board, especially for Willem Dafoe. But we're like, Willem Dafoe is gonna come to the screening because Willem Dafoe's from Wisconsin, and he's going to surprise us as we're watching this. And as like the light starts dimming and they do like a giveaway, we're like, no, Willem Dafoe has to be in this theater. And we kept telling ourselves and kept telling all our friends, like I probably texted Jackson, like, oh, I'm probably gonna see Willem Dafoe in this movie. He was not there. Shocker, but someone did bring a baby, and that was interesting. Not a good movie to bring a baby to, that's for sure. I can confirm it did cry and it did leave the theater eventually. But The Northman was pretty good. I think my dad liked it, or would have liked it more than I did. He's big into Vikings, but it was still good. Yeah, I don't remember too much, but The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. This is a $5 Tuesday. If I'll get into this later, but it was an interesting one. I didn't really get it. I mean, I thought it was kind of silly. It's a silly movie. That's all I'll say. Okay, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. Oh, sorry, in the Multiverse of Madness. Yeah, my expectations were high for this one, being like an ex-Marvel fangirl. I was really excited for this. I was like, okay, this will be interesting, but I don't know. Like, I'll put the reviews here. I just didn't like it. I thought it was kind of like, to be completely honest, I don't even remember it. It was a lot of green screen and a lot of blue screen, which I'm not a fan of, so unpopular opinion, whatever. Okay, more Jackass. Jackass 4.5. I don't remember watching this, but I liked it. It's a 4 stars, so it had to have been good. Okay, those were movies like beginning of the year, but here's what gets interesting with summer movies. So Jackson and I were in the same town for the summer, and there's this thing called like $5 Tuesdays. Like that's just like general. And different theaters have it, some don't, some do. It's usually the bigger chains, and while it's good to support, you know, like the smaller local theaters, like these $5 Tuesdays are perfect because it's a $5 movie ticket. And it could have been like $15, you know, with like a snack or something. But we tried to do these a couple of times, and yeah, but this one wasn't a $5. But before I get into like the summer, the movies that we saw this summer, I'll just preface that. But Top Gun Maverick, we did a whole episode about this. You know what we said. If you haven't seen the episode, go check it out. It's one of our first few on this channel. But it was great. It was great. I had not seen the first one, but still, I enjoyed it so much. And the theater experience was so great. We went with all our friends, and everyone was super excited about it on the same page. So that was good. Okay. Morbius. Not good. It was fun. It's $5 Tuesday, so you know. I don't know why it was still in theaters. I don't even know when that movie came out. It was very boring. Jared Leto was like scary looking, but I don't have too much to say about them. Minions, Rise of Gru. This movie was so short, but I think everything else was worth it because my friends and I decided we were gonna fall victims to that one trend where people were respectfully doing this, dressing up and going to the theater like in yellow and blue and just formal attire, which was really great. I think that made the movie a lot better than it was. But, like, it was funny. The theater experience was good because like people were clapping and cheering because you could tell it was like a lot of like it was a random night and it was a lot of teenagers, so it's like a it was an inter interesting entertaining screening. But yeah, pictures here, we I think we killed it. Jack's not kind of slayed, but anyways, on the topic of iffy movies, Thor: Love and Thunder. I cried during the middle of this movie because I was so not into it. Like, that sounds bad. I was like in my own little world and I ended up crying for some reason. Different story. I thought it was kind of like annoying. Christian Bale, different topic. I'll get into this later, but Christian Bale slayed, hit this out of the park, even though he was kind of scary looking, but I didn't like it that much. I mean, I get like the fun things. I know why people didn't like it, and I see why people did like it. I think Jackson did, but not my cup of tea. This wasn't in theaters yet, but this was a you know, a 2022 release. Zombies 3. Yes, zombies as in like the Disney Channel movies. This one wasn't good, but Jackson and I sat and we watched all three in like chronological order one night, and it was a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I used to like the first one with some friends like in high school when it first came out, and then the second one I hadn't seen until I watched the third one, but it was an interesting movie. One of my favorite releases of the year, Paws of Fury, The Legends of Hank, starring Michael Cera. It's a $5 Tuesday movie. I thought it was interesting. The animation was kind of silly and quirky, and Michael Cera is very fitting for the character, and I think the message was definitely there. I remember sitting in that theater, like, what is going on? But there was this really cool Big Nate short film in the beginning of the movie, but that was good. Not Okay. I think I've mentioned this on here, like on the podcast before, or the show, whatever, but this was really good. I was excited about this one because, you know, I personally have a soft spot for Dylan O'Brien, okay? But just the whole idea of like the unlikable protagonist and like that, the way like they did it was just really good. It's just one that you have to watch for yourself. House of Hammer. So this is a short series rather than a movie, but did come out in 2022 and it was repulsive. It's about Armie Hammer and the whole family, and it was interesting about how they like uncovered it, but I didn't finish it because it made my stomach hurt because it's actually sickening to hear what that guy did. So if you want to watch it, go for it. Here, be warned. Don't Worry, Darling. Also bad. We did a whole episode on this. If you want to hear my opinions, go check it out. I won't gloss over that. Smile. This was also interesting because I didn't see this one with Jackson. It wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible either. I thought it was kind of interesting. The plot is definitely nothing special. The jump scares didn't really get me. My chair was broken, so halfway during the movie, I decided to crawl over to the next open seat. Not good. I feel like there's more. I'm like slowly scrolling through this list, and there's definitely more. I'm trying to think. I don't know where it is, but Black Phone. I'm pretty sure that came out in 2022. If I'm wrong, then sorry. Jackson and I saw it in theaters, which is why I'm trying to think. I'm like, oh, I do remember that one. The Greatest Beer Run Ever. So this is, I think, an Apple TV Plus original, and with Zac Efron. It was really good. I watched it with my dad, and it's based on a true story. I have the book in my room, like I'm supposed to be reading it right now. I will eventually, but it was a really great story, and I thought it was good. I think that's definitely one worth checking out. Okay, this is one of my flops of the year, Spirited. With Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. High expectations, but I turned it off like within 30 minutes. It's very much geared towards like millennials. So if you're a millennial and you like Ryan Reynolds or Will Ferrell, give it a watch. I think you'll enjoy it. Glass Onion was really good. I enjoyed this one a ton. It was a great theater experience. I did get to see in theaters, so I'm very glad I did because I didn't get to see Knives Out in theaters, but it's on Netflix now, so go check it out if you haven't yet. It was funny. Some of the jokes were a little cringe, like the whole Among Us in the bathtub. Like I'll just say it. But I mean, it's not a spoiler. Just go watch it. And then on my list, the last 2022 release I have is Bullet Train, which I just watched 2 days ago, and it was very good. I was surprised. I did not think I was going to like it, and at the beginning I wasn't a super big fan, but I thought it was fun. I thought the story, like, there's nothing too deep to it. I thought it was interesting premise. I liked it. All the actors are great except Joey King. Not a fan of her. But yeah, those were our 2022 releases. It was pretty great. I definitely think there are some movies I wish I saw. Not off the top of my head, but it was a good one. Good year for film. So, since we're reviewing this year of film, I have my Letterboxd stats pulled up, and I'm just gonna go through some interesting stats, because, they're interesting. Stats are interesting to look at. This year, I watched 241 movies, which is pretty cool. It's good to know, which is a lot, and that's a lot of time, but. So one of the cool things that Letterboxd does, this is not, I swear, this is not paid promotion, just a great app, is it goes through and it gives you your most watched actors and like highest rated actors, and mine this year, I'm proud to say, was Christian Bale. Definitely one of my greatest 2022 discoveries. Jackson watched American Psycho, so naturally I was like, okay, I think I have to watch American Psycho. And I really liked it. It's a lot. Christian Bale is great, but it's good. And the Batman movies, and Christian Bale's a great one. I like Christian Bale a lot. And then number two, we have Willem Dafoe with seven. Okay, Christian Bale is eight films. Willem Dafoe is seven films. Willem Dafoe is o Dafoe has always been a favorite. This year, I was lucky enough to see him through school, and he talked a little bit about film and like stuff. It was really cool. I don't know. I wish I could say more about that, but it was just unreal. It's kind of like it just happened. I don't know. Number six, this is a surprise. He snuck up on me. Will Ferrell. I don't remember watching that many Will Ferrell movies, but that's probably because they're like animated. Like the Curious George movie or Megamind. Two great films. And then number five, jump scare, Jared Leto. Yeah, he's just kind of there. And like Owen Wilson, J.K. Simmons, Zendaya, Bill Murray, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Chris Evans, Paul Dano, Brad Pitt, Amy Adams, Zac Efron, Logan Lerman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Miles Teller, and yeah, some pretty well-rounded. It's on track, on par from what I thought it would be. And then most watched directors, Edgar Wright, six films. Some of my favorite 2022 watches were Edgar Wright's films. There was one weekend where I sat and I watched a bunch, and they're all great. I think he's a fantastic director, from Scott Pilgrim to like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. All great movies. But on that note, some honorable mentions from 2022, because they weren't new releases, but I did watch them in this year. Surf's Up. I love that movie. I watched it for the first time this year, and it's forever changed my life. It's just so funny. It's so silly, so goofy. That's all I have to say about that one. But I'm going through Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Oh, so good. I'm very picky about like doing first of the year, which sounds like silly because it's like, how much has really changed other than a number and the date? So I'm very picky when it comes to what movie I'm gonna watch first this year, and I couldn't decide. So it took me a whole 9 days to pick a movie to watch, and I fell on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which was phenomenal. It didn't really set the pace for this year, which is maybe a good thing because it's, you know, if you've seen it, you know. But that was a great one. That's the only one that like jumps out at me, because that movie is just, it's huge for me and I love it so much. American Psycho is another good one. I think it's a great movie. And then it's something me and my friends like quote all the time, and it's just a big running joke. But Point Break. Oh yeah, Point Break I saw for the first time this year. It's another great one. I saw it on 35 or 6 on I saw it on film. In the theater, which was super fun. It's like a cult classic and definitely one of my favorites now. Yeah, so if you had any other 2022 releases that I didn't mention in here that you want to talk about or share opinions on, go for it, comment it, and we'd love to hear yours too about what you thought about this movie or about this year in movies and television too. So that's it for my solo episode. Be sure to go follow us on social media, but specifically me. And yeah, Happy
It's
New Year.
nice to have one's work.
Keeps doing that. Happy New Year's. I hope everyone watching this has a great New Year's and a great year. So yeah, thanks for tuning in.